I'm sorry about the bit at the check-in desk. It must have been kind of embarrassing for you. You know what I'm talking about. When the woman there thought we were married, a guy and a girl checking in together and getting one room. We both had the same last name. You looked a little uncomfortable at someone mistaking your sister for your wife. And then when she asked if this was our honeymoon, well, I thought you were going to die. Obviously, you thought it couldn't get any worse. But that's what little sisters are for, right? I wouldn't be doing my job if I weren't tormenting you. So I kissed you on the cheek and told her yes, that you just made me the luckiest girl in the world. So yeah, it made you a little uncomfortable. Okay, a lot uncomfortable. But look at this room she upgraded us to. Apparently, it was all ready to go for some real newlyweds that had canceled. It's so much nicer than the room we reserved. Well, it does only have one bed instead of the two doubles the room had. But that's a small price to pay for how much bigger it is. And the big bathtub. And the view. She even sent us this bottle of champagne we're drinking. Compliments of the hotel. With an actual cork on it. I know. I'm easily impressed. I'd have to be in order to end up marrying a loser like you. I'm just teasing you, big baby. Although we're kind of committed to pretending that we're married for the duration of this trip. It's just 1 week here on the beach, then one day for our cousin's wedding across town. And now we have a room where we can actually see the ocean. If we have to play up the whole newlyweds thing while we're here for some extra special treatment, then what's the harm? Maybe just hand-holding as we lay out on the beach. Just a quick kiss as we're in the restaurant here eating dinner. Or me giving you a blowjob in the elevator. Oh, don't you dare spit out any of that champagne. It's too expensive for you to waste it. I never have any trouble swallowing, even in elevators. Sorry, that's not helping, is it? I'll bet you're really sorry that Dad made you come to our cousin's wedding with me. He doesn't really trust me. For good reason, I guess. I've always been a little wild and impulsive. Dad thought that maybe you could keep me from getting into trouble while I was away from home. But what if, instead of you keeping me in line, you're the one that I got into trouble with? This is going to be a fun week if it's that easy to tease you. I wish I had discovered this years ago. I wouldn't have wasted my time by flirting with your friends in front of you. I would have just flirted with you. You react so much more strongly when I do that. Maybe too strongly. You might give your poor little sister a complex if the idea of us doing anything together disturbs you so much. A little tension between a brother and sister isn't all that bad, is it? A little bit of teasing, and a little bit of flirting now and then. Maybe just a little bit of playing around. We never really did anything like that when we were younger. So if you wanted to make up for missed opportunities, now would be the time. We're here for an entire week with nothing scheduled but our cousin's wedding at the end. The people here think we're a couple anyway, and we're both a little drunk. It probably wouldn't take a whole lot of effort to seduce your impressionable little sister. You doubt my sincerity. Well, you know me well. Or do you? Just because I like to tease and torment you doesn't mean that I'm not willing to carry through some of my words. Maybe this room, or this champagne, or the things I've been trying to make you think about are stuck in my head, too. Honestly, I was hoping to get laid during this little trip. It's not like I get much of a chance back home, as long as I'm living in our parents' house and their rules. Rules. I never liked them much. Curfew or the things like that. Or being told who I can't be with. Maybe that's why I'm seriously considering a little fun with you. That's a pretty big rule that I'd be breaking. A pretty stupid rule, if you ask me. If we're both adults, then what's the harm? I know you think this is just a practical joke. I've gotten you lots of times with those. You're probably right not to trust me, especially now with what I'm offering. But maybe the joke this time is on Mom and Dad, for assuming that just because they put us in a room together, that it would keep me out of trouble. In fact, I know that Dad told you not to let me out of your sight, to always keep your eyes on me. So I guess that means you have to watch me, even if I start doing inappropriate things like running my hands over my breasts. As you may have noticed, I'm not wearing a bra under it. I'm not wearing anything under it at all. Stop it? Why should I stop it, husband? This is our wedding night, after all. Shouldn't I be willing to put on a show for my beloved husband, to touch my breasts, or to slowly lift up my dress so he can see how carefully I shaved myself for him? Shh, don't say that you're not my husband, or we'll lose this beautiful room. They might even charge us for it, and the champagne. Well, not us. It would be on Mom and Dad's credit card. Then you might have trouble explaining to them why we upgraded to the honeymoon suite with your little sister, and why you bought her expensive champagne when she's not even old enough to drink. I might just have to make up all kinds of interesting lies to tell Daddy about what we didn't do. No matter what a bad girl I am, he always believes what I tell him. Oh, yes, you would. You might think I might not tell such naughty lies to our father and get you in such trouble. But you also probably didn't think I'd slowly peel off this dress in front of you either. See? Nothing under it. I didn't lie to you or tease you. Not in that way, at least. A woman shouldn't lie to her husband on her wedding night anyways. She just needs to lie with him. No, this teasing hasn't gone too far. I'm only naked. You've seen me naked before, briefly. Going too far might be if I started to rub my pussy while you watched. That's something not as accidental as you just seeing me naked in the past. And it's far more sexy. And actually, slipping a finger inside, that would be going too far. Especially when you have such a good view of it. You're close enough to see how it's getting my fingers and thighs all wet now. It's my body making itself ready to be fucked by you. Is that wrong of me to say that? But it's true. Just as it's true that your cock is getting hard, as it's getting ready to enter me. Don't lie. That bulge in front of your pants is unmistakable. Of course, if you're going to insist that you aren't hard, well, I can disprove that just by unzipping your pants. Now, this is definitely too far, my beloved husband. Your naked cock, all big and hard in front of me. I just want to wrap my hand around it. Oh, you feel that wetness? That's from my pussy, and it's all over my hand. Your cock is covered in my wetness now. It might as well just be inside me. Instead of my hand gliding all over your cock, it could be my hot, wet, tight little pussy. And it can be, it will be, if I have anything to say about it. I did plan on getting laid on this trip. I just wasn't sure how I was going to do that with you around. But now I have a pretty good idea. Oh, come on. This is our wedding night. Don't get cold feet. Especially when your cock is so nice and warm. I'm not teasing. I'm totally gonna let you fuck me. And even if I were teasing, well, I've already pushed you too far, haven't I? It would be my fault if you lost control. I'd have a hard time explaining to anyone how I got myself into this situation, especially since I'm pulling off your clothes right now, so insistently. At least as insistently as I can with one hand, since the other one refuses to let go of your cock. Oh, come on, brother. I want your cock. Well, I want a cock tonight, and yours will do just fine. We didn't let the champagne go to waste. Let's not let this room or this bed go to waste either. I know your cock wants to be inside a pussy, and mine is conveniently close and very available and wetter than it ever has been before. That's it. Push me down onto the bed. Don't think about it. Just lose control. Teach me not to tease you. Show your little sister not to push her big horny brother too far. Not that I'm resisting. I want to be taught a lesson. I want that thing inside of me. It's your right as a husband to take me. And as a big brother. Now, come on, put yourself inside me. Show me, teach me a lesson. Oh my God. Oh, yeah, force it into me all the way in. Oh, cram that big cock into your sister's tight little pussy. Oh, now we've really gone too far. There's no turning back now. No. Now you've got to fuck me properly. Just like a husband and wife fucking on their honeymoon. Oh, harder. 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 We've waited until our marriage, but there's nothing to hold us back now. Fuck your wife good and hard. Fuck her on her wedding night. Let everyone nearby know we're making good use of our honeymoon suite. They just don't need to know that we're really brother and sister. Let's pretend that this really is our honeymoon. It's okay to remember who I really am, though. Tonight I'm your blushing bride and your bratty little sister. So give me the good fucking we both deserve. I told Dad
We were too old to be put in a room together, but he wanted to keep an eye on me, keep me out of trouble. He never thought that you'd be the one giving me in trouble, that you'd be the one fucking his little girl. If only he could see the two of us now, see his son fucking his daughter. He always did say to be nicer to each other, though. Letting you fuck me is the nicest thing I can imagine. Maybe not what he had in mind, but I'm sure you'd probably thought about this before, even if you don't want to admit it. The way you're fucking me with so much pent-up lust, that's more you could build up from just the last few minutes. That's years and years of wanting to do this with me. Oh. But it's okay, because I've wanted this too. Maybe even longer than you did. Maybe even more. And this seems like the perfect opportunity to let you finally make it happen. And it's finally happening. We're fucking and it feels so good. It's gonna feel even better when you come in me. Oh, it's okay. It's okay. I made sure I was on birth control for this weekend. Although I wasn't planning on you specifically. If I had been, I might have skipped the birth control. You didn't just hear that. That's my little secret. But you won't tell, will you? You won't pull out. Not when I'm safe. Please don't pull out. Please don't pull out. Not on our wedding night, please. Oh, I want you to come deep inside your beautiful wife. Oh God, come deep inside her tight little pussy. Are you gonna come? I'll come inside me. Come inside me. Come on. Come. I'm gonna come. I want you to come inside me. Do it. Please. No, don't feel guilty. We wanted that. And I was doing everything I could to get you to do it. I don't want you to feel guilty about it at all. The only regret that I have is not doing this sooner. Why didn't I talk to you into it years ago? Or save my virginity for you? I guess it's better late than never. Now, I have a great idea. Let's order some room service. I'm really hungry right now, and I don't feel like getting dressed and going downstairs. We do need to keep up our strength. I have a feeling this is going to be a very long and exhausting night. We both have a lot of saved up lust to get out of our systems, and our honeymoon is just the perfect opportunity.